neighborhood. It will change all kinds of things such as trash, lighting, noise, traffic. You're going to see increase of petty crimes such as trespassing, which has been relayed to me by neighbors who are up at the one house that is grandfathered in before the covenants came in. They're getting trash problems. They're getting trespassing. Some of them had put up fences across their driveway because they're parking in their driveways. Another thing I'm really concerned is there's no accountability with transient populations such as this. You know, all of us today can go online and we can look and see that are any of our neighbors a sexual predator. Well, we can't do that with people who are coming in nightly. We have no idea who's coming in across the street from us. I'm recently retired law enforcement, 34 years. I have grandchildren that come to the house. I don't feel comfortable having somebody across the street. I don't know who they are. I want to know who my neighbors are. The good news is, with all of this going on, I've just recently moved in, and I've got to meet all my neighbors. And I can tell you that our neighborhood is a wonderful place. We have great neighbors, very supportive. Most of us are retired. Some of us are still working. Some of us working part-time. But we do not keep all hours of the night, as was pointed out. Individuals who are coming and doing the nightly rentals, they're on vacation. They're having fun. They're partying all night. They're making noise. They're coming and going. That's understandable. Those things are good for nightly rental zoning. I encourage each of you to stick to the master plan, stick to the rental property zoning areas, and keep rentals out of subdivision single-family residents. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer those at this time.
I think we're good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and consideration. I know how difficult it can be to make these decisions, but I think that basing the decisions based on facts, based on the rules and fairness, the decision is quite clear to disapprove this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak? What did you sign up for?
For the 607 Eagle Rock Road, we're neighbors to him, but we run a five-bedroom VRBO, so I thought you might have some input in that.
Do you live in the neighborhood?
Not in the Holiday Hills neighborhood.
Okay. You didn't sign up, so I don't think it would be appropriate to speak on this one. Jana, you want to come back up? Any comments on the feedback from the local owners?
Yeah, so a couple of things I noticed was, a couple comments about the trash. And so, I'm committed to, I don't want trash everywhere either. So, I'm committed to making sure that there's enough trash containers to support, any trash, regardless if it's single, a full-time resident home or a nightly rental. You want to make sure you take care of the trash situation, so that would be cared for. As far as the septic system goes, I know that that neighborhood has a really high turnover in residents, and I met with the residents from before, the homeowners from before, and I worked with them to see if everyone would kick in a certain amount of money so that we could, because the city of Branson wants to take over the septic system, but they have requirements that you have to meet before they'll take it over. And so, it sounds like with the turnover rate, I need to regroup with this new, some new owners to see if we can all go together and meet those requirements and get it turned over to the city of Branson. Because at the end of the day, I don't like to pay for sewer. I'd rather spend my money on something else. But so that sounds like something we need to revisit. Another thing is, as far as the high-end neighborhood, I plan to build a high-end home that would fit in with that neighborhood. I've built homes in Branson before, and they've been high-end houses, so that I'm not going to build something that's just, there's some houses on that lane even that are pretty dilapidated. And so, you know, I want to keep it at a higher end standard than even what it is right now. As far as a single family home, it would continue to be a single family home. There's another nightly rental in the subdivision. So this would be the second in a multi-acre subdivision. And there's only six houses currently, you know, in this whole subdivision for years. So, you know, I think there's, I know that there's room. I know there's room for barriers, you know, natural barriers, so that I want to continue to protect the natural environment as well. So there's plenty of room, you know, with the 14 acres behind me plus the 5 acres of dedicated green space with the utility lines there running behind it, that, you know, we have a lot of green space to work with. Those are my main comments.
So, Scott, on in that area, there's a lot of nightly, not specifically there, which is nice. There's a residential area that can enjoy the lake without nightly rentals. But all around there, are there different? Is there a subdivision that was converted all to nightly rentals? And Jana, weren't you involved with that mm-hmm. subdivision as well?
Yeah.
So here we're highlighted. Purple is in R3. And then all this red area, I think, is what you're talking about, is the NR1. Of course, this is all nightly rental, but it's in the city limits of Branson. So Chateau Cove, Chateau Ridge is here, and then Majestics, which is in R3. Again, our highlighted parcels are here. I can zoom out one more and see if the zoning maps will load. Yeah, they will. So. Of course, this is all Stone County. Here's our highlighted parcel. That's good at showing up up
yeah.
there.
Yep, still see that. Okay, any questions for the applicant? Any discussion amongst ourselves?
When did you buy your property?
It's been a couple of years.
Did you get a copy of the restrictions that went with the property when you got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've talked to the neighbors. I just, with the high turnover, I haven't talked to the new group of neighbors that have came
but
in.
You knew the restrictions were specific about nothing being rented for less than a year.
Yeah, and, you know, I know that the other person, you know, has a vacation rental there, and then also talked to the attorney that owns the 14 acres behind it, and I know, you know, that he's open to it. So it seems like the area is turning more, you know, it's close to Branson, it's close to 265 and Silver Dollar City, so it's just got a lot of appeal, you know, for that area.
Any other questions?
Scott, can you zoom back in on just them 5-6 parcels homes? That's close enough. Where's the closest nightly rental to that little section of that subdivision?
Permitted or just?
It's not approved.
Permitted?
It's not approved.
No, there's not one out on the highway, that doctor office.
Did you say permitted or just the one that?
Permitted.
Permitted.
Oh, yeah, it'd be the closest will be. Well, there hasn't been any built here yet. Well, no, this one doesn't have a permit. So.
No, I know, but they're in.
Sir, I need for you to respect the process, and we'll try to handle the meeting.
The closest one you guys would have permitted or changed the zoning on, of course, is this NR3. These are NR1s, and these are all single family homes that are approved for NR1. Over here under our older code, you did deny one on one of these that came through a couple, 3 years ago. It's the only other one that came through in this subdivision.
Are there any permitted nightly rentals in the second edition of Bird Hills?
No. In this, all this yellow, did not find one that had a permit.
Okay.
It's the one that
answered my question.
The one that's there not permitted, is that in this development?
So this is Hummingbird Hill Second Edition. I'm going to take the zoning layer off because it'll load faster. So this home is in Hummingbird Hill Second Edition. I'm not sure I got the right one. I don't think I did. Hummingbird Hills First Edition. Same subdivision name, but same, First Edition, Second Edition.
Same covenants. It's just these people.
Well, I don't have any idea what the covenants are.
The covenant says Second Edition. I don't know what First Edition they have. But there are no permitted nightly rentals in the Second Edition.
Not that I found, no.
Okay.
We got a pretty good list of those that you guys have approved. All the way back to the 90s.
I think looking at the 8 items that are there that we've got to use to gauge our decision, number 4 stands out as the proposed use is compatible with adjacent uses in terms of scale, site, design, operating characteristics, including but not limited to hours of operation, traffic generation, lighting, noise, odor, duties, and other external impacts would be one to consider. The other 5-bedroom home would allow for, that would be 12 residents, right, Scott?
Correct.
So up to 6 vehicles?
Parking for 6.
So that would add 24 residents and 12 vehicles, potentially, to that proposed application. So any further questions for the applicant or anyone comfortable in making a motion, either for or against?
Just by way of clarification, I know we've had some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And if the restrictions, if the covenant restrictions is specific, we can lean on that.
They're specific that you can also go to the developer and he can approve it for a shorter time. So that's where, remember, we just can't fall on those only. Because if you read the rest of that sentence, it says, unless the developer approves for a less time. Do you know the developer cannot approve that? See, those are for circuit court, but you guys can look at them as an additional piece. If there's other pieces of this that doesn't fit 1 through 8, then that could just be added on to us. But again, do we know, have we had proof that the developer's not available to go to approve such a shorter window?
In the course of the application, I mean, if the developer had approved it, I think that'd be presented.
Well, again, do you know that they went and tried to get it and couldn't, or they just haven't even gone to try to get it yet?
Have you talked to the developer?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Is he available?
Picture. Probably isn't one.
I mean, they're more than likely may not be, but.
So you're saying we can.
You can't use that exclusively. Yeah. If you have other reasons, that could be an additional reason. If there's other reasons within it, if you remember.
I think to me personally, there's plenty of opportunities for nightly rental in the area to build on if that's what they want to do. And this is a slice of that area that's purely residential. And look for the people that live out there.
So if we get a motion to deny in a second, then we're going to break for discussion and we'll just talk about the reasons that this application does not meet 1 through 8. Not that it doesn't meet 3. What part of it doesn't meet 3? And we'll take as long as we need. We'll gather those conversation pieces up from each member that wants to speak, and that will be part of the reason that a denial would be made tonight. And that's for any conditional use permit. And if a motion to approve is made, then it represents that you feel like it meets all these items, and you can move forward with an approval.
We're going to make a motion on each one of these lots separately, correct?
Correct. 2 separate motions. Then you'll go through the first one and then move to the second one.
So lot 40 is the first one.
Which would be case number 21014.